just imagine a mid-30s software guy, dad, in corporate America, living in the suburbs of Baltimore, that created a podcast. Well, get excited, and I know that sounds exhilarating, because that's me, and this is my podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's episode 5 of my podcast. It's Monday, July 23rd, and I had a moment between meetings and the end of the workday to hammer out a quick podcast on a topic that is really pissing me off, the straw ban. I'm not a fan of it. I want to explain why and get your input. So this is me sipping from what might be the last straw on planet Earth. I was out at a bar last week. I went to the All-Star game in Washington, D.C. It was an awesome event, and I ordered my favorite drink. And if you know me, my favorite drink is a Baltimore Orange Crush. Vodka, orange juice, a little bit of Sprite, some triple sec. And the bartender typically will jazz it up a little bit. But wait, what makes an Orange Crush is a freshly squeezed or crushed, I should say, orange juice. So you get this delightful drink, you put your straw in it, you swirl everything around, maybe push down on some of the fresh orange just to make sure it's nice and ground up, and you take a nice sip. And when I did that, I was greeted with a lovely drink by way of a soggy paper straw. So this straw ban is reaching everywhere, and I understand why. We all need to be better stewards of the environment. But is straws really what we want to start with? We want to start with something that's used every day. I know 500 million per day. I've read the data. It's debatable, though. And just say that's where we're going to start. We're not going to worry about all the excess plastic and cheap electronics that are made to be thrown away every year. We're not going to worry about all the waste and junk of plastic and automobiles that don't get properly recycled but sit in junkyards. We're not going to worry about enforcing recycling in many jurisdictions, such as Ocean City, Maryland. We're going to worry about making my drink taste as though I'm drinking it through a sheet of paper. That's why it's bothering me. Okay, so let's start with the facts. It's my understanding this all started because a really smart kid did a little bit of research, did some Googling, made a few phone calls to a very small percentage of people to try to understand straw usage. And, you know, he came up with some interesting data, you know, and he was a 9-year-old kid, right? And his statistic that he came up with started the debate on straws, right? So basically, the statistic this 9-year-old came up with was about 500 million straws each day are used. Now, that figure has been cited by USA Today, CNN, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, Fox News, New York Times, everywhere. But it is important to note that it's Milo Kress in Vermont. Milo is the 9-year-old boy that did this research, which has led to, you know, a lot of these bans. Yes, we all know it is very difficult to understand, but I do think it's a little odd because there's really no other data about this statistic. The government didn't put people out in the field. They weren't measuring, you know, contents that slipped through the recyclable departments at landfills. But we basically said, hey, this 9-year-old kid in Vermont, let's start a movement. Okay, so that's good, right? Everybody has to start with something. So let's just assume that data is accurate, okay? We're saying that there's 500 million straws every day that you know, go into population, basically. So that's a lot. 500 million straws a day, I have been told. It's enough straws if you link them together, and we're talking about the standard size straw one might use in a pint glass, to go around the Earth 2.5 times. So it's a ton of litter. And the debate is, the machines are incapable of separating straws when you recycle them. So the debate isn't that we're taking 500 million straws and tossing into the ocean for fun. It's basically saying our technology that we have cannot remove a small straw effectively, so it gets put in with all the other trash to go to a landfill, presumably to decompose, but it never does because it's a plastic that doesn't really decompose. So then it eventually surfaces up in transport or just by way of whatever, and it gets into the ocean and it kills animals. So yes, it's really a bad thing to, you know, to think about. There's a statistic that came out from Get Green Now that says straws are the 11th most found ocean trash in 2007, and it would take 200 years for a plastic straw to decompose. And they're saying 1 million seabirds and 100,000 marine animals die from ingesting plastic, you know, stop using straws. So they can't easily be recycled. They don't biodegrade. They're littered very often. They, you know, kill a lot of animals, 11th found in sea animals. So we need to ban everything. And, you know, this kid basically came up with this statistic. I'm not saying that's okay. I'm saying, yes, that's all bad. So now I go to a bar, and many other people, some people with disabilities, some people that are older, some people that have sensitive teeth, whomever, and straws are gone. Literally, it happened over the course of a week in the Baltimore area. 1 week, I'm at the bar, I order a drink, I get a straw. The next Friday, I'm at the same bar, sitting outside with my wife, boom, no straws. Nowhere to be found. Forget about it. Not going to find them. I said, this is weird. But then I remembered this whole movement, and I guess unbeknownst to me, bam, it hit Baltimore. Then I'm in D.C. enjoying the All-Star game. I'm at a bar. I think it was called the Salt Line right before the game. Absolutely no straws to be found. So me being more of an analytics and data guy, I really want to understand, is this just a knee-jerk reaction or was there data? What I discovered was there was no real scientific data. And I'm a firm believer about a lot of things in life. Don't put Band-Aids on things just to try to feel better about it, right? Why can't we have better machinery and equipment that can adequately separate straws from recyclables, right? So instead of just saying, we're going to assume that everybody is incapable of inventing something or properly recycling straws, we're going to eliminate them. That's kind of my gripe. I think we constantly look for immediate gratification in society instead of long-term use. I bet you if you developed a better way to extract small pieces of plastic from everyday recyclables that go into landfills, you're going to get all these little tiny pieces of plastic that exist on all these little tiny computers, aka smartphones, that we have in our pockets. Right? So it's not like this would be a machine just for straws. It would be a machine that would be for the greater good of society. So I don't like when we make these movements happen. And now I get like a stink eye because I like Diet Coke. So already I'm like, ugh, this guy's killing his body by having a carbonated beverage. Now I get the stink eye for, ugh, and he's drinking it with a straw. God, he must be the devil. You know, where I really think that there would have been a better median than paper straws. So instead, I get this paper straw. It basically, within a minute, turns into mush. And I'm, you know, attempting to sip a drink through it and getting shards of paper in my mouth. It's an unpleasant experience. You're spending $11 for a drink and it's in a paper straw. And then my other question was, you go to the ocean. you know, a bucket drink. It comes in, you know, not a 5 gallon bucket or a 1 gallon bucket, but, you know, I think it's like 100 ounces, and you all put fun straws in it, and your group can all share a drink and have fun, right? I mean, what do you do now, right? Hey, pass me the bucket, and you dump it on your face, right? So you're never going to be able to completely eliminate them, but we're trying to, or we're trying to come out with other materials that are less than ideal. So that's kind of my gripe, and I would love to hear everybody's feedback about, as a society, are we just continuously trying to do things so we can tweet or go on Facebook or take an Instagram, hey, I'm fixing a problem, without really thinking about the long-term impact? Or are we looking at the issue, taking a step back, digesting, and maybe figuring out a better approach? I'm not convinced we looked at a better approach. And I think that people that say they don't need a straw, fine, don't use a straw. Don't maybe cut that 500 million aspect down. Maybe every restaurant service provider that provides paper goods should provide less paper goods and not free straws. Maybe a handful of straws, and people would be more mindful about using them. So you have to ask yourself, right, how did we get to the straw ban? You know, I think I've addressed a bit of that, but, you know, who's really pushing it? You know, Starbucks is getting rid of plastic straws by 2020, McDonald's by 2025, American Airlines, Royal Caribbean by 2018, so no straws on cruise ships. Bacardi, they started a campaign in 2016, hashtag no straws, of course. All the Fox restaurant groups, which are places like Zen Burger and the Greenhouse. The entire city of Seattle, Washington. They are the first in the United States. Vancouver up in Canada. Lots more cities. Manhattan, New York City, obviously. Baltimore, Miami Beach. All of its, you know, all of these cities are kind of following the path. So I think in your travels, or maybe in your hometown, you're gonna run into the straw ban. You know, the point of my banter here was really just to say, have we thought about this 100%? I'm sure we have. I'm sure everybody listening to this will be appalled that I like to use a plastic straw. But I like to look at the bigger issue. What's the best thing we can do, right? And I just feel like there's a lot more recycling and energy that we could put towards things that are drastically impacting the environment more than plastic straws. So my ask of everybody listening to this, and I usually get a handful of emails, lots of angry tweets, and no likes on Instagram. My ask of all of those people are, what do you think? What's your bright idea? Do you think this is the right approach? Do you think it's not the right approach? If you think it's the right approach, tell me why. And if you think it's not, I would love to hear from you. Because I think, you know, we tend to just all kind of corral like cows going to get food. One person has an idea, and if it has anything to do with making the environment better or making human beings better, nobody will question it at all, because they don't want to look at somebody like somebody that doesn't care. And what I'm saying is, questioning it doesn't mean you don't care. Sometimes the act of questioning will make things better than the people that are thinking about it that care now. So I don't want us to just lose the act of questioning anything when it's supposed to make the environment better, because is there a better way to do it? So I've been told my answer is to go on Amazon and buy a $10 stainless steel straw and travel with it so I can enjoy it. So I'm excited to see my next trip, which is in 2 days to Charlotte, North Carolina, what the TSA is going to say about my piece of metal in my pocket so I can enjoy my beverages when I want to by sipping them. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to my rant. Excited to hear from you. See you later.